You're listening to a podcast from 702.
But for now, we connect with Gabby Brondani, and Gabby's been looking at the countries around the world that we can travel to as South Africans, because there are many who have restricted entry to South African travelers. Some people are itching and wondering when they can next plan a trip overseas. So here are some destinations outside of South Africa that are open to African travelers. Gabby, let's first start by looking at, you know, how travel is happening at the moment in light of the pandemic, so that we always keep a message of safety.
Exactly. Good afternoon, Azania. So as you mentioned, most of the countries around the world have restricted travel to people from South Africa. But with that said, there is still that very strong message about anyone who is traveling, whether you're from South Africa or from anywhere around the world. If you are going to travel, just to remember to be responsible and mindful and cautious. Continue to wear your mask at all times, social distance at all times, wash your hands, sanitize. The same stuff we've been used to for over a year now. So from that perspective, that's really, really important. And another thing, before planning any other kind of travel, whether it's locally or outside of South Africa, across the continent or abroad, is to just remember to keep an eye on the latest updates about the countries or the destinations you are looking to travel to, because things do change really, really quickly. So Google is your best friend. If you are booking with travel agents or with airlines or with tour operators, keep in touch with them regularly. Everyone has been really, really helpful with quick communications if you are planning travel. So yeah, just to be aware and know that things can change last minute, but as long as you're planning ahead and being responsible, it definitely does make a big impact.
Yes, and then this COVID-19 PCR test taken 72 hours before you come back to South Africa. So even the length of time you have there and access to this test is now part of your travel plans and what you put into your planning. So let's start with where we can travel with our immediate neighbors.
So there are a handful of destinations across Africa that are open to travelers from South Africa. Most of the entry requirements are the same, but again, just double check each destination before you plan to travel there. So you've got Botswana, you've got Egypt and Namibia who don't necessarily have mandatory quarantine restrictions, but all of them do require you to have a negative COVID-19 PCR test taken no longer than 72 hours before travel. Mm-hmm. So just be aware of that. Botswana is obviously a beautiful destination, particularly if you are looking for that outdoorsy experience where you can definitely social distance and just, yeah, be in nature and enjoy and slow things down a little bit from that perspective. Yes. A really popular destination that we have seen quite a few South Africans traveling to is Zanzibar. Mm. So their entry requirements are similar to the rest of Africa that are allowing South African travelers. Again, showing a negative COVID-19 PCR test taken no longer than 72 hours before travel. And what we are seeing, not just in Zanzibar, but in most destinations that are allowing people to travel for leisure, is that a lot of the resorts or the places you're going on safari to or the accommodation and that kind of thing, they are being really, really helpful to try and arrange PCR testing before you check out. So that's why it's really important to, when you do check in, just chat to reception and make sure you plan those things in time before you depart to come back home to South Africa.
Yes. Last time you told us about the SADC discount. Does it apply to the countries you've mentioned, Zanzibar, Namibia, Botswana?
Yes. So as we've mentioned briefly before, if you live in a SADC country, which is basically covers Southern African Development Community. It's Angola, Botswana, the Congo, Lesotho, Madagascar, South Africa's in there, Namibia's in there, Mozambique's in there, Mauritius and Swaziland and Zambia and Tanzania's also in there. So there are a lot of countries that sort of fall under the SADC region. And it's important when you are, or rather not so much important, but really valuable if you are looking to travel across the African continent, Google for SADC discounts, because if you are a citizen or an expat that you can prove that you are a resident from one of those SADC countries, a lot of the resorts and tour operators actually have a really nice discount for people to almost promote travel across the African continent, which is something really, really wonderful.
Yeah. So, Gabby, I've got to take news, but I'm seeing people also traveling to the Maldives. What's up with the Maldives?
So the Maldives is actually one of the destinations. It's almost becoming a bit of a case study in the travel world for a destination. They opened really, really early on during the pandemic, and they've managed to do quite well considering the situation in the world to maintain, to manage COVID carefully. And because most of the islands in the Maldives are separate, isolated islands, there's minimal interaction between people when you arrive at the airport and getting directly onto your transfer to your various resorts. So that's also another really popular destination that South Africans are traveling to, that you can get a visa on arrival for 30 days, no mandatory quarantine measures, and you just need a negative PCR test on arrival. But before you travel anywhere, just Google, make sure you know all the rules, and keep up to date.
The Maldives. Maybe time has come. A little gift from COVID to finally check out this beautiful destination. Thank you. Thank you, Gabby.
Thank you.
With its waters and its pristine islands. My goodness. Maybe it is time. Start